the opportunity. I say it's certainly good to be here today, and I've certainly enjoyed this brothers this morning. I can't tell you how much that I enjoy it. I can't tell you how little that I feel. But I know that the Lord saved me. And I know that He called me to preach. And I certainly do stand in need of your prayer this morning. And I ask you what might turn their Bible to the book of 2 Corinthians chapter 13. And I like to read verse 14. And I sure am glad to be in service with some of my good friends this morning. And I sure do need your prayer today. Yes, you pray for me and let's pray one for the other. And I thought about while you're turning to that, I sure am glad that we're not trying to do better than the other one this morning. Because I sure would hate to try that after these brethren that preached this morning. I tell you, that was good preaching. I certainly enjoyed it. In 2 Corinthians chapter 13 and verse 14, the Bible said, "The grace of the Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the communion of the Holy Ghost be with you all. Amen." Now, I want us to think about this point. I want us to think about grace. I want to think about love. And I want to think about communion. Now, the Bible said there was a man by the name of Noah. Now, Noah lived, as we might say, in the days of old. And Noah lived in a wicked time. And the brethren said, a time like this. There when people ever thought was wickedness. Now, we're living in a troubled time today. We're living when people, their thoughts are wickedness, and they're saying we just need to leave the Lord out of this. We just need to leave the Lord out of it. But the Bible said that Noah found grace in the eye of the Lord. Now, brethren, without grace, you can't be saved. If a person is saved, it's by grace and through faith. Now, Noah lived in this wicked time, and there was sin all around about him, and man never thought was wickedness, but Noah found grace in the eye of the Lord. Now, I believe that Noah got saved the same way as I did. I believe that Noah got saved because he looked forward to the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, when I got saved, I looked back to the cross that Jesus died on, but when Noah got saved, I believe he was looking forward to the cross. Now, Noah found grace in the eye of the Lord. Now, when Noah found grace in the eye of the Lord, Noah got saved, my friend. Now, some people tell me I belong to the church. I have others tell me that they've been baptized. But back in 1967 on Saturday night, by the grace of God, I got saved, and I've been saved ever since. Now, and I know that one day the Lord's going to call me. I know the Lord called me. The first call that I got was the call to repentance. He said, "Repent ye and believe the gospel, my friend." And the first calling I got was the call to repentance. Now, and I repented of my sin, believing on the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, I believe that's the way people get saved, my brother. Is when the gospel goes out and they get under conviction. Now, I don't believe you get saved unless you get under conviction. Now, if you ain't never been under conviction, you probably ain't never been saved. Now, if you ain't never been saved, my friend, you know, I thought about how, you know, I don't know many folks here. But I know the Lord knows that He's watching over us. Now, I thought about one time, the Lord said, the Bible said that the king made a great supper for his son. And he invited a lot of guests. And they went out in the highway and the hedges and all these things. And a lot of people come in. Now, they were all there at the wedding. And it seemed like everything was going good. But then the Lord of the wedding came in. And he seen the old boy. And he said, what are you doing here without a wedding garment on? You see, nobody else didn't know the old boy. Now, he might have been just joining right in the crowd, and nobody there knew it, but the Lord spotted him. Now, this morning, do you know the Lord as your Savior? Do you know the Lord as your Lord and Savior? Have you been born again of the Spirit of God? You know, a lot of people, they don't like talking about being saved. They like talking about joining the church. They like talking about being baptized and all these things, but they don't like talking about being born again. Jesus said, except ye be born again, yet you cannot enter into the kingdom of heaven except ye be born again. Now, it's by grace and through faith are you saved. Now, I think about the love of the Lord Jesus Christ. The Bible said, oh, what love the Father hath bestowed upon us, that we might be called the sons of God. Yeah. And we know not yet what it is, but we know we shall know Him and we shall see Him as He is. Yeah. Now, how do I see Him? I see Him as my Lord and my Savior, of the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. The Jewish boy told me one time that I was talking to, he was born and raised in Jerusalem now, and I began to talk to him, and I asked him about Jesus Christ. He said, yeah, I think there was a man named Jesus. I think he was a good man. I think he was a prophet. But I said, do you not see him as your Lord and Savior? He said, no, I don't see him as my Lord and Savior. But you see, I see the Lord as my Lord and my Savior. I see Him as my keeper, you see. Oh, the Lord saved me by His grace, and He keeps me by His power, you see. Oh, what love the Father hath bestowed upon us that we should be called the sons of God. The Bible said that God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in Him should not perish, but have everlasting life. You see now, back in 1967, when I went to the house of God, and I told the church that I passed, I know less about church than anybody. The little kids here know more about church than I did. I mean, how could I know? I didn't go to church. How could I know? But I went to the house of God one night, one Saturday night, back in 1967, in August, and when I went there, I tell you, the church was praying. Now, brother, I believe the church had a part in me getting saved. I believe they put conviction upon my soul, and the man preached the Word of God, and I realized where I was at. You see, the first thing you got to do is realize where you're at. Now, that's when the communication began to come in. You see, the Holy Spirit began to communicate with me, and I realized where I was headed. Now, I heard about hell. Hell, the Bible said hell is a place. He said it's a place that burns with fire and brimstone. It is a place where lost souls go. Now, if you're here today and you're not saved, my friend, all this joy that we're going to have, you're going to be left out. You can't go with us unless you come by the way of the cross, you see. When I got saved that night back in 1967, I come by the way of Calvary. I come by Calvary that night, by the cross, by the shed blood that was shed on Calvary's cross, that men and women, boys and girls, could be saved. Now, today, if God is speaking to you, my friend, and you know you're lost in ruined condition. And I believe people know when they get saved. I believe they know that they're lost. And you can just join in the crowd like my son did. About 15 or 16 year old, he joined the church. But he said, Daddy, he said, I always knew that something wasn't right. If something is not right. People are not saved, they know it. Now, if you're not saved here today, you can join in on the hollering. You can join in on the eating. You can join in on the shaking hands. You can join in on everything. But when we leave here, you can't go with us. You know why? Because when you go, you got to become by the way of the cross of Calvary. Now, death is not so bad if you come by the way of the cross. But if you try to get there any way other, you're the same as a thief and a robber. And you're not going to make it. Now, I don't know who's saved, and I don't know who's lost, but I know the one that does. You see? Now, back in 1967, I went to the house of God, and God came in to communicate with me. And I realized my lost and ruined condition. You might say I've come to myself, and I realized where I was at, and I realized where I was headed. Now, you see, the man preached hell hot, he preached heaven sweet, and he preached the way to go to heaven is through repentance toward God and faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, by the preaching of the Word and the praying of the church, now, friend, when the church begins to pray, I'm telling you, the power is in the church. Brother, when the church begins to pray and the man of God can preach and the power comes down, my brother, and God begins to communicate. You see, through the Holy Spirit, He begins to communicate with my soul, with me. And I'm telling you, it was so real, I wondered if the person sat next to me couldn't hear it. You know, I thought a lot of times about, how can my wife keep from hearing it? She's sitting right next to me, and it's so plain to me. And I can just hear the Lord talking to me, calling me to repentance. Now, I got a call, you see, to repentance, and I communicated through the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit was communicating with me, and I realized I was lost. Now, didn't nobody else tell me I was lost. Now, I didn't know nothing about church, but I know one thing. When God began to speak to my soul, He began to communicate with me. And I realized my lost and ruined condition. Now, see, I didn't want to die and go to hell. The preacher preaching that night, my friend, I won't say it again. He preached hell hot. And he preached heaven sweet. And I stood at the crossroad, you see. When a person gets under conviction, they're at the crossroad. Now, a lesson, friend. I don't believe you can be saved unless the Holy Spirit deal with you. If God not deal with you, you can't get saved. Jesus said, no man can come to me except my Father, which has sent me, draw him. You see how the Holy Spirit was communicating with me? Now, needing me to come. Now, there's more spirits than one out in the world. I want you to know that. And I'm telling you, the spirit of the devil was there that night, too. I was the fastest fella in the church. I just wanted to hide because I didn't want to go to no altar. I know that. But I'm telling you, when God got a hold of my soul and I realized where I was headed, my friend, I had a choice, my friend, that night. I know there's more to it than that. I realize that, and I know there's more to it. But I'm telling you, I stood at the crossroad. Jesus bidding me to come to Him, and the devil said, no, don't go now. You know, and I tell this a lot. You know, I believe in my God. I had an experience of grace that night. And I'm telling you, my friend, I like to tell about my experience. The Apostle Paul told about his experience. Now, that night at Union Hill Missionary Baptist Church over in Bolton, Alabama, my friend, God was there present, and He dealt with my soul. He began to communicate with me, if you will. And I realized exactly the condition that I was in. I didn't have to ask nobody. I knew exactly the condition I was in. And I knew who he's talking to now, brother. He wasn't talking about my neighbor. He wasn't talking about my wife sitting next to me. But my friend's talking to me, brother. And I realized I was lost. Now, one thing I sure didn't want to do is get up and go to no altar or that the house of God. I didn't even want to get up, my friend. Let's go to the altar. But I had a choice, my friend, about that. It was either repent or perish. Now, I didn't want to go to the altar and repent. I didn't want to go because I was so bashful. I'd rather just sit back and let somebody else do it. But you see, I had a choice. It's either repent or perish. I didn't want to die and go to hell. Now, I know enough to know that. Brother, the Bible said hell is hot. It's a place of torment. It's a place that people go that refuse God, my friend. Those that don't truly repent and get saved, my brother, they're going down to a place that's called hell. Now, I had a choice that night, brother, and my choice was only two things. It was either repent or perish. But I don't want to repent. I don't want to come down to no altar, you know. If I go out here in the woods, I would do it. I even tried that, to go up in the woods and try. But it don't work, you know why? Because God wouldn't call me. God wouldn't communicate with me. I'm telling you, that night, brother, when my soul was heavy, there that night, and God bidding me to come there, and I made my way to an old-fashioned altar. Now, I want you to know that God called me to repentance. But when I came up the aisle, Brother Gerald, I was lost. But I'm telling you, Father Field, when I got in the altar and repented of my sins and believed on the Lord Jesus Christ, and He saved me by His grace.
Amen.
I'm telling you, He saved me by His grace, and He keeps me by His power, and He died for me because that He loved me. That's the only reason I know that He died on the cross, because He loved me. That's the only reason that He died, is because He loved us. And He said, come unto me, and I'll give you rest. And I'm telling you, there is rest and there is peace in the Lord Jesus Christ. Jesus died that I might live. And I know that one day He's going to call me home. I don't know just when it's going to be, but I know that one day the Lord's going to call me. He called me to repentance, and He called me to preach, and one day He's going to call me home. Now, when He called me, I'm going to go. When He called, I'm going to answer. Can nobody else answer for me? I'm going to have to answer for myself. But I know that one day He's going to call me, and I know that when He called me, I'm going home. You know how I know? I got a no-soul salvation. I got something I know about. Now, today, if you're here and you don't know about getting saved, if the preacher had to tell you that you're saved, then you're probably not saved. And if you ain't saved, you need to get saved. And this is a good time. I believe there's some folks here that know the Lord. I'm telling you, I do. I believe there's some folks here that know the Lord. And I believe that you, if God deal with your heart and you want to come and pray, I believe there'll be somebody that'll pray around you. Now, you'll have to pray for yourself, my brother. You know, I can't pray for my grandson. I can't pray for my little great-granddaughter. But you know what? If she comes to me, I can kneel in the altar with her. I can kneel at the old couch in the living room with her. I can kneel and pray. But I'm telling you, I believe a sinner has got to do some praying. I believe, brother, they got to pray the sinner's prayer. My friend, I remember the night back in 1967 when I got saved, I didn't know how to pray. I didn't know anything about church. But I'm telling you, I remember and before I got out of my seat there, I was begging God to have mercy on my soul. Brother, I didn't have anything to trade. I haven't been a good little boy. I didn't have anything to trade. But, my friend, I just come with a broken heart and a contrite spirit, and I beg God to have mercy on my soul. Somebody said, I don't know what I said, but I said just exactly the right thing. I know that night when I came with a repenting heart. Brother, I was sorry of the things that I'd done, and I wanted to be saved more than anything. I believe you get saved, you've got to have a desire to be saved, my brother. I don't believe God will make you be saved. I don't believe God will force Himself upon you. But I believe that God deal with your heart right now, and you come with a broken heart and a contrite spirit, my friend, repent of your sin and believing on the Lord Jesus Christ, I believe He'll save you. Saved by His grace and kept by His power.
Yes. Amen.
Thank you, Brother Nishman.
Amen. God bless you, brother.